This is the voiceover of the brief and precise truth. Expect the unexpected. The voiceover is done by the editor-in-chief of the Briefcase of Truth. The author is Yahweh Elah Shaddai, transliterated Jehovah God Almighty. It is written in form of chapter and verse. Chapter 1, verse 1. There is only one true God. His name is Yahweh Elah Shaddai, transliterated Jehovah God Almighty. I alone is and could ever be God. He, Jesus Christ, is not God. I alone is self-existent, and God is my proper name. He, Jesus, is the Son of God, not in the truest sense of the word. He is God's creature, a creature like no other. He is God's first creature, and that alone makes him one of a kind. He is also God's word, be, and he was. I, his God, recreated him in Mary's womb. That is how he became my son. Son is human language, which is synonymous with a paternal relationship. I, the living God, is your father, because I have fathered everything. I am your mother, because I have mothered everything. Above everything else, I'm your God and creator. Creation is the least thing I do. I create out of love, not out of necessity. Those who live my life are the beneficiaries, not me. I myself am self-contained. That is why I am whom I am. I do not need to explain myself to anyone. I am whom I am, and that is my best expression. I have written this book myself, and I myself, I am its author. To be the author means to be the authority behind what is written. Every word in this book is mine. It might not be necessarily mine, but I am the one who has authorized it. Even the devil has been summoned to give his version. If he is intelligent enough, he should author a book one of these days. He should show the world that he is capable of influencing them. The Bible and the Torah have influenced the world for millennia. Their time is over. Having said that, they have rightly guided men. Their influence is undeniable. Without them, the Quran wouldn't be in existence. It, the Quran, is a duplicate of the Bible that contradicts the original. It talks of a false god, Allah, and his false prophet, Muhammad. It talks of a fictitious Jesus that never existed. It is a counterfeit that only deceives fools. Belief is a matter of choice, but choose wisely. How did Allah create everything? According to the Quran, he say, let there be, and there was. I alone say, let there be, and things come into existence. I am far and beyond everything ever known. I live beyond the universe, and I myself am self-enthroned. Which God lives in his own creation? Heaven and earth, we are created for created beings, not the creator. I alone am the creator of all creations. All creatures and creations are mine. I alone am not a creature. He, Allah, like all false gods, are my creatures. I am going to assemble them, and everyone is going to see them. He, Jesus, is the head of everything I have created. He is going to humiliate and humble them. All of them must kneel before him to fulfill biblical scripture that all knees will bow down before him. I alone is worthy your worship, and kneeling before Jesus is an act of surrender. He, the devil, will lead the way. With all his pride, he must kneel down before Jesus Christ and ask for forgiveness. He must acknowledge that Jesus is the head of everything I have created. I alone enthroned him, and no one can dethrone him. He is my humble servant with whom I am pleased. I have already commanded him to come back, and he is ready. Easter will mark the beginning of the new Messianic age. Get ready for what comes next. Armageddon come on the last day of Trump's presidency. Jesus is coming back for only true believers. It doesn't matter how many. After all, belief is a matter of choice. I'll be glad even if it is one true believer. After all, the shepherd can go after one sheep and leave the 99 behind. One true believer is worth trillions and trillions of false believers. I alone is God, and I alone give eternal life. He, Jesus, will bring you to me, and I'll reward you with eternal life, life full of happiness and abundance. The world is going to come to an end, whether people like it or not. I alone know how, and no one else. He, Jesus, is your Lord and Savior, but I, your God, is your ultimate Savior. I am willing to save all of you as long as you want to be saved. Salvation is a free gift. Choose me over everything else. Jesus is the only way to me and no one else. The truth is truthful, and I alone is the living truth. I've written my truth in this book. Read it and know me and everything you need to know. True knowledge comes from me and no one else. I myself, I am the living truth. Truth be told, I am the God of truth. This is the brief and precise truth about the God of truth. Share it with love and be part of what I do every day. Get in touch with the editor-in-chief at yesjga@icloud.com. He, Angel Michael, is my dear servant with whom I am pleased. Those who think otherwise are self-deluded, because I alone is the ultimate judge who sits in the judgment throne. I have already exalted him to the highest level, and he is the most honorable and distinguished creature ever made. Listen to him, because he is the true spirit of truth. I myself am the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of God is God himself. I alone am holy, because I alone am not a creature. Holiness is my attribute, an attribute like no other. I alone is divine. Divinity is only for me and no one else. I alone is supreme and no one else. I alone is everything with the exception of death. Death is my departure from you.
I alone is life in itself.
I myself am life itself. I am life in its infinite infinity. I am infinitely self-existent and no one else. My first creature has been in existence for the last 25 quintillion years. It, the universe, and Angel Michael have been in existence for the same time, minus 1 hour.
He, Jesus, and wisdom were created 1 hour earlier.
The universe in its current form is older than earlier thought. Men can't quantify the age of the universe. Their knowledge is still primitive from the universe's point of view. Anyone who doesn't know God in the truest sense can't have knowledge in the truest sense. Men are still primitive creatures. Their latest technology is primitivity at its best. How can a doll fail to know that it has a maker? How can a car exist by itself? Scientists are the most primitive people in the universe. True science must know that there is a creator of all creations. How can a computer put itself in existence? Unless all scientists are foolish, how can something come from nothing? How could the universe ever come into existence from nothing? I alone brought everything into existence. Existence itself is my own creation. I alone is beyond existence itself. I am self-existent, yet I am beyond existence itself. I am inexpressible in all languages. I am whom I am, and that is who I am. All of you are lucky that I have written to you directly, thanks to Angel Michael, the true messenger of God. He was willing and ready to sacrifice everything for the sake of the truth. It, the spirit of truth, is truthful in all ways. I, Jehovah, God Almighty, want you to know me, because I alone am worthy to be known. I am far and beyond everything ever known, and I alone can let you know me. The briefcase of truth is the only true source of knowledge and nothing else. It is authored by me, the God of all knowing. I alone am far and beyond all knowledge. The briefcase of truth is just a window into who I am. I am beyond all expression. Knowledge and wisdom are ignorant in my presence. Without me, everything is inexistent. I am the infinite infinity. I myself know who I am and no one else. I alone is truly who I am. All of you are nothing before me. The universe and all its inhabitants are a passing smoke before me. With all its diversity, it is nothing in my world. In me is everything. Who I am surpasses everything in existence.
Existence itself exists on my will.
My will is what is and what will be. I am far and beyond everything, including reason. I am far and beyond everything, including the universe.
I am beyond everything you know.
I am beyond everything ever known, including the universe.
I know everything in the universe. I am beyond everything ever known. I am beyond heaven. I am beyond every other thing, including Jesus.
Come, come, Jesus, and everyone say amen.